Hey guys, so we're here with Sarah Hildebrandt and we're going to ask her a few questions. Okay, Sarah, what was your first wrestling memory?
Okay, my first wrestling memory is going to these gyms at like way too early in the morning. I'm a little kid and just bringing like a bag of snacks and coloring books and knowing I was going to go hide behind the bleachers and not watch any wrestling and try and entertain myself for the next 8 hours. That's definitely like how wrestling first was introduced to me. And it took a little bit before I decided I was going to be interested in what was happening. So yeah, at first it was definitely like, oh my gosh, every weekend we have to go to this wrestling tournament and I don't want to color anymore.
That's awesome. I love that. What was your first experience growing up in wrestling?
So once I decided to actually watch wrestling, it very quickly became something that I was so in love with, you know, and I was so invested in my brother's teams. And I would just, you know, I knew everybody's weight classes and who was the really good ones and where we had holes in the lineup. So that was like really something that I enjoyed. And so eventually then I tried to start a girls team when I was in seventh grade, to no avail. Nobody came out for the team, but it worked out because we actually did not have somebody on the 75-pound weight class. They couldn't find someone small enough. So they were like, well, your brother went through the program and you're so tiny. Do you want to just wrestle for us? I'm like, yes. They're like, just don't get pinned. That's all you have to do. It's like, and so that's really how it started. And then I actually won my first match. I didn't even know I had won. I was like still in my stance, ready to wrestle. They're like, oh no, it's over. I'm like, I won. and then the rest is history, I guess.
That is awesome. I love it. So is that pretty much when you fell in love with competing?
Oh, well, I played soccer and I was a ballerina and cross country runner. So I've done a lot of sports my whole life. But wrestling competing is so different than anything else. And I think that just one-on-one, fight really brought that competitive spirit alive. And yeah, I really would say that was when kind of like this obsession to get better really just began. I knew I was in love with this thing and I wanted to see how good I could get. And it was so fun. So yeah.
Well, thank goodness for that. I know the United States, I speak for the United States when I say we are very thankful for that moment.
Oh, that's so kind.
So in 2018, you placed second in the world championship. Can you tell me what that moment was like for you?
Yeah, that was a really special moment. And it's taken a long time, or it did take a while for me to kind of, for it to really settle what it meant to me and for my career and, you know, for my future and everything. But in that moment, it was just like, you know, I had worked so hard that whole year and I'd come back from a lot of adversity. And honestly, like the whole training camp leading into Worlds was very stressful and not ideal. Like, just cried every day and wrestling wasn't right. So, you know, to have gotten to the finals, you know, and gotten that silver medal, which is something I've been working for 14, 15 years, was really, really special. And even now it's something that is so encouraging and, you know, I'm striving for that again. I'm striving for something better actually. And I'm glad that I have that in my past to kind of give me confidence, but also to, you know, have something to push me forward. Like this is what we're after and you've experienced before. Let's get there again. So I'm really grateful for that. But yeah, it did take a little bit for me to be like, you know, a couple weeks when Worlds was all said and done, I was like, like we did it, you know, but yeah, it was a really special moment.
That's awesome. I can only imagine. So can you walk me through what a typical day of training is?
Yeah. Lots of movement. So I'm an early riser. I'm up at like 5. Because I feel like this is the one part of my day where I'm just not moving or doing anything. So I want to enjoy that time, you know? So just kind of have a nice slow morning. At 9 o'clock, I have my first mat practice And that lasts for about 2 hours. From there, you know, either I'm going to sports medicine, sports psych, or just going home for recovery and lunch. And then I have practice again at 3 or 4 o'clock for another 2 hours on the mat. And then I'm usually after that spending about an hour doing conditioning workout and ending the day, in the sauna. So, and then I supplement some of those mat workouts with weightlifting, practices and stuff, but for the most part, I'm on the mat twice a day. I do cardio every day, and I always like the end of the day in the sauna. So kind of get that last little sweat pushed out. And so, yeah, it's a really busy day. I'm in bed by like 8:30. I'm like, good night.
I love that you end your day at the sauna. The sauna is one of Dan Gable's like favorite things on the planet. So I know when he watches this, he's going to be like, heck yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah. I always like wonder what my life is going to be like after I'm done wrestling. I'm like, I'm going to need to find a sauna. Like, how will I not sauna every day?
All right, everybody listening, we need to help make sure that Sarah has a sauna when she retires. Okay, y'all? I love it. So who is your support group outside of your family?
So I live with my boyfriend. He is also training for the Olympics in gymnastics. So yeah, he is the ideal support. You know, he's doing the same thing, trying to achieve the same thing that I am. But with that said, he's also outside of the wrestling world. So to have a really clear understanding of what I want to do, but is not so close to it that it's, you know, can be kind of tricky sometimes. But yeah, so he's my biggest supporter outside of my family, my best friend. And it's really special to get to do something like this with somebody who means so much to you, you know, and it can be very stressful at times, but I, you know, he's so perfect for it. He's such an amazing man. And to understand everything that we're going through, it's just, I really enjoy getting to do that. It's made our relationship even stronger. So
I can imagine. That's beautiful that you guys are both in different sports yet working to achieve the same goal, making an Olympic team and medaling. And that's very beautiful. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you wrestle for the New York Athletic Club?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about working with the New York Athletic Club and then also with Rudis, because you're a Rudis athlete too, right?
Yes, yes. I love that. So yeah, I signed with NYAC, I want to say when I was a junior or senior in college. And it was such a big deal. You know, it's my first kind of like sponsorship and I was so excited about it. And signing with NYAC was such a, you know, they seemed like such a prestigious club to me. And they are, and they take care of us. We're a small group right now, but it's, you know, we're close-knit, we're loyal, we've been there for a long time. And beyond that, there's so much that the club, the athletic club offers you, you know, connection-wise, and they're taking care of you out after sport, you know, always bringing the athletes together once a year, you know, whether you're in it, retired, wherever you're at. And so I really like that family part of it, and I like that, you know, they have this banquet pretty much every year and they have all these speakers come and it's really empowering stuff. I remember the first time I went, I was just like, I am motivated right now. So I really love that. And then, yeah, I signed with Rudis, the first female to ever sign with Rudis in 2019, beginning of the year. So it's been about a year now. That was really special to me. And Rudis is a family to me, you know, in every sense of the word. They take care of me. They want to see me succeed, but it's not about me succeeding. It's, you know, it's just about growing the sport and being there for one of another. And I love that. I love that about Rudis. So to get to work with a company like that, who is really just taking the wrestling world by storm, and it's just such good people. You know, I wouldn't want to see it happen to anybody else. They're so deserving and they work so hard. So to get to wear their name, it means more than just like, you know, putting on a shirt. Like there's a lot of power and importance behind the name Rudis, and I'm just proud to wear it and I'm proud they picked me.
That's beautiful. I love that. Okay. So you recently decided to move from 53 kilograms down to 50 kilograms. How has that transition been for you?
So surprisingly easy. I think I was like anticipating it to be very challenging. But with that said, I'm a very methodical, like, routine human. And so nothing had to really change. I just kind of had to look at my routine, maybe make a little, like, adjustments in places. But I love doing that. And then, you know, I could just follow my routine. I can follow my meal plan, you know, my cardio. It's been nice. So I actually was about 2 pounds underweight for, so a kilo underweight for 53. So I was smaller for that weight class. So just had to lose 2 kilos. And I brought my walking around weight down to about 51.5, which is, you know, then a kilo and a half. It's not really been that bad. So a good transition, just getting used to it. You know, I was so excited to wrestle in Italy at that weight and kind of learn how the weight cut was going to be and, you know, how do they move down here? How do they feel? And so every time I get to compete, I think it's really, really beneficial, you know, for the Olympics or Olympic trials.
Absolutely. So speaking of Italy, you won gold at 50 Woo-hoo! Kilograms in Italy last week. How did you feel about your performance?
Oh my gosh. I was so fired up about that. It's just great to start the year like that. It's great to make a debut like that. But beyond that, the tournament was like, I can definitely, like most people and especially athletes, be a perfectionist. And sometimes that like really holds me back in wrestling because I'm so afraid to make a mistake because it's going to be like ugly wrestling. And Italy was every sense of the word ugly wrestling. But I love that I gave myself permission for it to just be, maybe it was ugly, but it was like 100% effort. You know, I left everything out there, and to see that it still led to success was so important for my mental state and just evolving from there. And I really gave myself permission to just, it's okay if I fail, just try hard. And I really think I did that. And, you know, it was great too, because I won. So, so that worked out. But I'm excited that I learned that and got to, you know, experience that. I think it'll really help the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Do you think that was kind of your first time allowing yourself? You said you were you're a perfectionist. So is that your first time really kind of allowing yourself to do that and have that mindset?
Yeah, definitely. Like knowingly, you know, I had tournaments where it's obviously been ugly wrestling, but it was like, I was angry with it. But I distinctly told myself in the beginning of the tournament, like, you know what, Sarah, who cares? Like, let's just go out there, go to the very last second, and you know, who cares if it's pretty, ugly, right, wrong, you know? And it worked out because I won that finals match in the last 3 seconds and just throwing things, going crazy. And so, yeah, it was definitely the first time where I was like, here's our game plan. Let's go. Who cares?
Heck yes. Well, it was very exciting to watch on our end. We enjoyed every second of that.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So we see pictures of you holding your finger to your lips, making the shh motion. What does that mean to you? Why do you do that?
Yeah. So, gosh, this is so crazy. So a long time ago, like way before I had even done anything in wrestling, I always like told my friends and stuff that my like pose or whatever, my signature pose should be like the shh because my initials are SH. And so I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, like this would be perfect. But obviously I never had a platform or any reason to do it. And then when I won the Euregan, the tournament in Russia last year, and I beat a Russian in the finals in like the last 10 seconds in typical Sarah fashion, I guess. And the crowd was dead silent. Like nobody spoke. And like, you could hear me laughing on the mat because it was so quiet. And Flow Wrestling tweeted something like, you know, Sarah Hildy just silenced the whole arena or whatever. And I was like, oh, here's my entrance. I'm like, yes. And I, you know, did the shh. I'm like, this is perfect. And it kind of just stuck from there. I was so excited that, you know, I thought of this when I was a little kid as something that would kind of bring some showmanship to my wrestling. And really that's kind of how that was born. And you know, I envision like fans just like shh when I enter an arena or something, and you know, just like fun, showy things like that that I think are important to build, you know, a personality for a wrestler, and I like that. Beyond that, you can take it to a deeper meaning, and I think we have in like silencing the world, silencing haters, silencing doubts, and I like that parallel. It wasn't necessarily the first reason I came up with it, but it has evolved to stuff like that as well.
That is amazing. I love how you gave us the backstory with it being the SH for your initials, but then also there's a deep meaning in that. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so women's wrestling is clearly growing. It's really exciting. We're loving it. We had 370 girls last weekend for the girls' state tournament in Iowa.
Oh my gosh.
What would it mean for, I know, right? What would it mean for you to have all 50 states to sanction women's high school wrestling?
Man, that, it would be amazing. And I mean, we're well on our way there, I think. You know, they just passed emerging sports status for D2 and D3, and then D1 vote is in April.
Fingers crossed.
I know. I think we got this. Right? And it's just so, honestly, very emotional, just because me and I know a lot of my teammates grew up on all men's programs. I know there are girls who have been turned away from the sport because they didn't have the opportunity in front of them. And so just to know that females will have a chance, you know, they'll have the opportunity, the option to experience wrestling, because, you know, it's changed my life. It's made me such a better person, I believe. And I want everyone to have that opportunity, you know, if they want it. And so just, you know, to see that these high school programs have, you know, girls state with all those numbers, and when we were just the only ones there, you know, not even, okay, it feels a long time ago, like a decade ago now, that's crazy, but you know, in 10 years you're seeing girls dates everywhere, just tons and tons of wrestling. Beyond that, I think it's doing amazing things for the sport, you know, men or women. The sport is just growing, and that's exciting, you know, just to know, like, 8 years ago, we were maybe not going to be in the Olympics. And now I really feel like the sport is just booming. And it just gives me a lot of hope. And I'm excited for all the women who are going to get to experience wrestling now.
Heck yeah, that is, you're firing me up over here. I love it. Right? Okay, so I was stalking your Instagram a little bit. Ooh. I am an animal lover. And I saw that you have a very handsome silver tabby cat. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Yes. Oh my gosh. He is my pride and joy. His name is Layan, because he looks like a snow leopard and they're indigenous to the Himalayas. So we're like, Layan. But he is crazy is a great word. He's basically a dog. He knows like all the typical tricks, like sit, shake, roll over. He walks on a leash. So we go outside on leash, get lots of looks from the neighbors. We have this giant cat wheel that looks basically like a hamster wheel, just like amplified. And he runs on that. So he's super active, like mom and dad. but really, he's great. I mean, he's so great for anxiety, and just, you know, it's so great to come home to just a little fur baby. And I love him. It's so fun. And it helps too that he's just like, just this crazy unique cat that does the funniest things. And he's such an important part to our family. So yeah, I'm a crazy cat lady. No shame in my game.
I love it. That's awesome. I read something the other day that said that, talking about domestic animals, they're the only thing on this planet that loves their owner more than they love themselves. And it nailed it on the head, right? Like,
here he is.
Oh, look how pretty. Oh, you are so handsome. Look at it, those really eyes.
That nails it. That's exactly right. Like, it's so great.
I know. I love animals. Thank you for sharing him with us. And thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it so much.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my gosh. It's always, you know, so great to be able to share my story. So thank you for allowing that.
Of course. I think this is going to be extremely inspirational for lots of girls who are considering getting into the sport, but then girls who are also fighting to keep women's wrestling growing within the sport. So thank you.
Yeah. Let's fight on.
Yes, ma'am.